This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Dear Australia. Today is the first day of the Joy Donation Drive, and it's all leading up to the Hour of Power with Tom and Mikey on Thursday, the 20th of June. The Hour of Power is an all-out donation spectacular. During this hour, every dollar that you donate is worth double. T's and C's apply. Visit joy.org.au for more information. The Hour of Power, starting 8 a.m. on Thursday, the 20th of June.
That's right, you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Exciting donation drive stuff is happening.
But that's not all the exciting thing that's happening right now, is it, Robbie?
No, there's lots happening in our community, as there always is each and every week that we bring to you here on Mad Wednesdays. On Friday night, well, there's a very exciting curtain raiser match with the Melbourne Chargers team.
Yes, and joining us on the line right now is the president of the Melbourne Chargers, Silas Palmer. Hi, Silas, how are you?
G'day, team. G'day, Robbie. Hi, Joy listeners. How's it going?
Oh, look, we're fabulous and fantastic. Now, this is really exciting. Tell me about how this came about. This Friday night, the Melbourne Chargers, Melbourne's own inclusive rugby team, are going to be playing at Amy Park. How did this happen?
So this week on Friday night, the Melbourne Chargers are playing an opener match before the Melbourne Rebels play the Chiefs from New Zealand at Amy Park. So, you know, all this week, it's been, I guess, the Melbourne Rebels' biggest week. They've got their chance to slingshot themselves into the finals for the very first time since they were formed in 2011. And they're using this week to celebrate the, I guess, Diversity Inclusion Week, which is a celebration of the five pillars of diversity and inclusion in the Victorian rugby community. So, you know, that covers off things like gender equality, the multicultural aspects, faith, LGBTIQ, and all abilities rugby. So that's the five pillars of diversity and inclusion across Victorian rugby, you know, because people who, I guess, fit those identities and categories are all part of our sport, and it's really, really nice the Rebels are celebrating their biggest week with us being right there front and centre.
The Rebels have always been big supporters of the Melbourne Chargers, haven't they, Silas? What's the relationship with them been like?
Oh, absolutely great. Yeah, no, we've actually had former Melbourne Rebels players come and join our team for tours. We've had them at our training providing expert advice and, you know, encouragement to our players. It's, you know, they've always been a really big supporters of our club and our sport overall, and especially kind of us as a kind of inclusive little pocket inside the sport. And, you know, it's super fun that they've invited us to play an opener for them before their biggest match of this year. And, you know, we're super excited to have been invited to play and, you know, we'll play our hearts out.
So it's not like a usual match, obviously, because it's a curtain raiser. How does it all work? What kind of a game are the Melbourne Chargers going to be playing?
So we're actually going to be playing with ourselves, which is something
that we've never done that before.
Certainly never seen us do that before. No, so we've actually got about 45 registered players, and this is such a special opportunity, and it came about at short notice. So, you know, the match we're going to play is Chargers White versus Chargers Black. So that's going to be two teams of about equal skill level have been chosen by our coach. We'll play ourselves Chargers White versus Chargers Black. Asking me, which, you know, the players from each side have been canvassing me all week to try and pick a side. I tell you what, it's a bit like trying to pick from your two favourite children, you know, who it is you're going to go for. You know, everyone has a favourite, but you're not allowed to say it.
So, no, I mean, now's your chance. Say it right now. Yeah. Go on.
Oh, I couldn't possibly. I love them all equally. No, but seriously, we're going to be playing a Bingham Cup format match, which is a shorter version of 15's full contact rugby. So the Bingham Cup matches that we play are two 20-minute halves.
Okay.
And they play that because the Bingham Cup is the largest rugby tournament of players in the world. Something like 80 teams will be competing at the next Bingham Cup. And just to seriously fit that many games in, they play a shorter format. So we're going to be playing a full Bingham Cup format match at Amy Park from 5:45 p.m. on Friday.
This must be really exciting for the players in the team because, you know, they've all got different levels of experience and skill, but being able to come together and play at Amy Park and be a part of something like this must be really exciting.
The players are going wild. So, like, we've got, I mean, probably most sports teams do, but we've got a, kind of an internal Facebook group where our players organise, you know, the various parts of the social aspect of our club, and, you know, they keep up to date with club news and stuff like that through that group. And it has been going wild. There are memes abound. There is so much smack talk between black and white at the moment that I am worried this might, like, this might divide our club into two. Yeah. But actually, it's all in the name of good fun, and we're using the opportunity to really showcase the kind of diverse and inclusive rugby that we like to play, and we're also using it as a bit of an opportunity to launch our Bingham 2020 strategy, and Vic Rugby is also using it as a launch for their ambassador program, which is a program they've put together to help make the sport of rugby union a more inclusive place for LGBTQIA plus people all over Victoria.
That's fantastic.
Silas, I can attest a little bit to the excitement of the players, if we can go back to that for a moment, because I am married to one. I do live with one in my house who has been named on the Chargers black side. How do you think that this Friday's number 10, David Latour, is going to go this weekend?
Well, look, Dave is a great player. He's been playing with the Chargers for about 7 years now, I think. And look, Dave's one of my favourite children.
Well, you have to say that now,
he really
you?
Is a child.
He is a child. I can attest to that too, Silas. I'll package that together in a little promo for
him. I'm not here to pick favourites from white or black. Those guys, they're all putting in their very best. Dave's been a great player, but he's been paired up against Jono Yannakoulakos, who's playing number 10 for Chargers White. And I would say they're both equally skilled players, although they both have a very different style of play. And, right. You know, I can't wait to see who comes out on top.
Can you just assure me that he's not going to end up in hospital? Because that's my concern each and every week.
Because then who's going to cook Robbie dinner and stuff like that? Like, come on.
Well, it's funny. It's funny you should mention hospital. This match has thrown up all kinds of, you know, logistical headaches for the administration of our club. Doubling the number of teams you put on the field means you need double the number of coaches, double the number of team managers, double the number of photographers, double the number of medical support.
Someone's got to cut up all those oranges and things too.
Oh gosh, it's so funny. You know, our sponsors absolutely hate us having oranges. They keep, one of our major sponsors is Hampstead Dental, one of the best LGBTQ dental friendly.
Yeah, they're great supporters of us here at Joy as well.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, every time I go to visit them, they say, no more oranges on the rugby field, Silas. No more oranges. Everyone on the team's getting acid wear. I think, oh, God.
So I can tell my mum, no more fruit, only chocolate. Problem solved. This match is kicking off this Friday at 5:45. If you want to come and watch, go to the spectator entry at Gate 2 of Amy Park. It's the big rectangular stadium. That's really helpful for me because I am a person that gets lost just going anywhere. The Rebels game will kick off.
It's the one that looks like a bunch of soccer balls on the outside. Yes. It's gate number 2 from 5:45 p.m. So match kickoff is 5:50, and we're going to have an absolutely wonderful time. RSVP on our Facebook, please, and we'll try and get you into our little launch afterwards.
We put the details up on the Mad Wednesday social media. Now, obviously, like you said, there is a bit of a launch of the Bingham 2020 strategy happening afterwards there. Is it just writing the word win on a napkin?
Look, that is the top line of the strategy. It's really about leveraging our status as an inclusive club to include a more diverse range of people in our club, and that also includes people who have had, you know, a few years of rugby experience. So one of the challenges we have is with a squad of about 40 to 45 registered players, it's not quite enough to take two full teams to Bingham 2020. So really what we're hoping to do is to run some winter recruitment, some non-contact touch rugby all through the summer, and then come back and hit our main recruitment season throughout the kind of Pride season, so that we have really, really strong player numbers. And when it comes to next September, we've got a minimum of 50 people getting loaded onto a jet all the way to Ottawa, and that'll give us the numbers we need to actually have a really good chance at winning back the Cup. We've won before. We won the Bingham Cup, the World Championship of Gay and Inclusive Rugby, in 2016. Unfortunately, last year in 2018 in Amsterdam, we weren't as successful.
But Sydney won, so it's still in Australia. That's the main thing. Aussie.
Look, if you ask me to pick favourites between Sydney and Melbourne, I'm in Melbourne. Yep. I'm in Melbourne's camp. But don't ask me about Chargers white and black. They're both my
I know, so come along. along this Friday at 5:45 to Amy Park and see the Melbourne Chargers play with each other. Melbourne Chargers white versus Melbourne Chargers black. Come and join in all the fun. Silas, thank you for joining us. I will be there cheering along with you on the sidelines. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. It's Donation Drive here at Joy, so give that Joy may grow.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.